Welcome to Heavenly Pennies with Melissa Grimsley, the podcast to help you follow your intuition, align with your soul purpose, and connect with your higher self. Hello, hello. It's me, Melissa Grimsley, with a Heavenly Pennies episode. It is great to be back. I've been going through the ringer personally a little bit here. Lots of changes for 2023. That is for sure. I am recording now in my new kitchen of my new residence after living in the same place for 13 years. So it has been quite a change and transformation underway. And for a while, I couldn't even find my podcasting materials. B is meowing in the background. She wants to say hello as well. So yeah, thank you for tuning in, and feels good to be back. I know I've had some people asking, where did your podcast go? And newsletters have been a little silent, or when is the book coming out? I know people. but 24 is my lucky number, so we'll go with that. I'll just plant that little seed. It has been a lot of changes, a lot of growth, a lot of things happening. And for some people who have really stepped into it, it's been a lot of positive changes. So people are coming in, you know, to this new year, whether it's having a proposal or moving to a new home. But with all of these changes that are happening, some are taking it in that positive light. There are also some that were really put through some challenges. Like, it was a matter of people being forced to make a change regardless of whether you wanted to or not. So for people, I'm going to admit I was one of those people who were a little bit resistant to the change, who didn't want to embrace these transformational moments, even though you could kind of feel it coming to a head when the new year came in, right? Just think back for a moment where you were at. Potentially the last time that you listened to my Heavenly Pennies episode earlier in this year of 2023. And what was it that shook you a little bit, or that feeling that you felt within you? You absolutely called whatever this is in. Just remember that. Even if you can't understand it or see it, and even if it has come in a devastating form, it happened because that change needed to take place, that shift. Whether it was a matter of you setting boundaries, whether it was a matter of you opening up to growth potential. And it was not easy for a lot of us. There were some moments you wanted to back down, you wanted to give up, maybe just throw in the towel. But you made it through it. And that is the key with having faith and trusting the process. Let me tell you, I was completely penniless, bottomed out again, and did not see the light at the end of the tunnel. I had stepped back a lot from my yoga practice, and I just needed to I was kind of stunted for a bit there. It was this stagnant energy. But something pushed me through, that life force, that energy, something greater than us. And by that happening, it's brought me to a better place. And I'm not even quite there yet, but I know it's on the horizon. Because had some of these changes, these shifts, this being forced to move, at the time that I'd gotten a new vehicle and all of these things that have happened, it's all lining up. Whatever it is that came to mind when I said that initially, it's all lining up for you. It's all coming into play. And it happened because in order for you to take that step or to take that motion, that movement, regardless of how hard it has been, that needed to happen in order to get you to where you're going. Even if we didn't like it. I legit said, how many times, you know, these past, you know, it was a few months ago, and I can't tell you how many times I was just like, wow, really? Like, what next? And then I caught myself because I was spiraling into these old thinking patterns of what it is once you're calling in that energy. If you're in that frequency, of course it's going to be like, okay, well, you know, it rains, it pours. Yeah, it's going to freaking pour. But it's how you get out when the storm clears. It's whipping out the umbrella. It's knowing when you need to shelter from the storm and just take a little retreat, regroup. For a moment, I felt like I was in this mundane. It was just like boom, 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 like that regimented, and you get stagnant in that energy. So it was time for me to be like, all right, I knew I wanted to switch things up. I knew that there was something else that I was being drawn to, new opportunities, meeting new people, you know, expanding in my yoga community. And I needed that push to get me to reach out to other studios and really explore other options. So that is why everything has been on hold. But it feels good to be getting back into my practice. Like, what is it that you can do to get back into that momentum? I will tell you, I did not feel like it was like I was in this point. I was just like, oh, I was like, I really don't even feel like moving. I just want to like lay on the couch. And that's okay for a certain period of time, but you need to break free from that, because by igniting that prana, that energy, that life force, and moving the body, you're naturally going to increase serotonin levels. It's just a fact. By, you know, moving the body, working out, right? By eating healthier. It's those things, you know. And you can retreat for a little bit, maybe indulge in the extra Ben and Jerry's ice cream or whatever it may be. But this morning was just insane for me. So, and I had to just laugh at it because there was really nothing else I could do. So I started the day. I took the day off. I have a really good old college friend of mine coming to visit, which I'm super excited about. And I'm still settling into the new place. So I was like, okay, I'll do some unpacking. I'll go get some yoga in the morning. And I was like a minute or two late to the studio, and they were closed. Like, they had already locked the door. And I was like, darn it. So I missed the yoga, right? Then I had a coffee date set up, and I'm like, all right, you know, well, let me just run an errand. I run to this store where I needed to return something. The store was closed because I didn't check the hours. So I'm like, what is going on? Then I go to the coffee shop where I'm going to meet this guy, or supposedly, and the coffee shop has a sign on the door. It says closed for the week. I'm like, oh my God. Not to mention, like, this guy literally just drove like an hour. I mean, if he even showed up, I don't even know. But we were just connected on an app. So it wasn't like I could call him or text him. I mean, I messaged him, but, you know, with data plans and everything, it's like, sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. So I don't know. He may be trying to reach out back to me now. It's been like, I don't know, maybe an hour or so later, and I'm recording this podcast. So here I am with you to deliver a little Heavenly Pennies episode update for you all. So thank you for everyone who has continued with your love and support. And I hope that this resonates with you in some way today. You know, whatever it is that you need to do to break out of that, when you're not in alignment, just recognizing, okay, well, you know, for me this morning, it was, I'm going to go home and I'm going to record an episode before I start unpacking more. But I just, it was just the irony of literally going to three places and could not get in. I just couldn't get in. So what does it take for you to break through those walls, to create that power, to create that shift? Because the universe will push you there. right? And you can stay bottomed out, or you can work your way back up and go even higher than you ever anticipated. Oh, Bee just meowed. She agrees. All right, y'all. Enjoy this beautiful weekend, whatever it is that you're doing, or whatever day that you're listening and tuning into this. And the key message of today's episode is just to keep the faith. Hang in there wherever you're at. Know that it's a part of the process and you are being guided and you will make your way there. Until next time, keep shining and collecting those heavenly coins.